The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Wilhelmina's Wish. Wilhelmina had one wish. She wished she didn't look like this. Fly along with Wilhelmina, a fairy with a unique unibrow. She wants to change the way she looks, but it's not that easy. Wilhelmina learns that one of the most important things in life is to be grateful with what you've got. On the cover, a little fairy wears a pink dress and ballet slippers that lace up to her knees. She has white wings like a butterfly's. Her long hair is brown and in a thick braid. She has pointy ears. Above her eyes, instead of an eyebrow over each eye, she has one long, bushy brown eyebrow that goes all the way across her forehead.
Wilhelmina had one wish. She wished she didn't look like this. A tiny fairy she would be, with one big unibrow, you see. When she would fly, it weighed her down, which caused her unibrow to frown.
Wilhelmina stands on a slender green leaf.
This made her brow to wiggle, and all the other fairies giggle.
A boy fairy in orange and two girl fairies in yellow and blue fly nearby and point at their own eyebrows and laugh at Wilhelmina.
Wilhelmina plucked and plucked.
Looking in a mirror, Wilhelmina uses tweezers to pluck hairs out of her bushy unibrow.
But that one brow came right back up. She cried and cried to Mama Fairy. My unibrow just looks so scary.
In their home, inside a tree, at a wood table, with chairs made of leaves, Mama Fairy pours from a leaf pitcher into leaf cups. She has long brown hair in a braid and white wings like Wilhelmina's.
Your brow is pretty, her mom would say, but she just wanted it to go away.
Nighttime, in her room, Mama Fairy sits on Wilhelmina's bed and gently touches her face. Wilhelmina holds a stuffed mouse. A caterpillar lies nearby, curled up and sleeping.
As she climbed into her bed, I want two brows, is what she said. Mama tucked her covers in and kissed her on her little chin.
The soft moonlight of a full moon beams into her room.
The next day, when she awoke, with a comb her brow she stroked. That's when Wilhelmina cried, oh, I wish that I could run and hide.
Wilhelmina's mouth is open wide in a wail, and tears fly. Mama Fairy watches from the doorway.
Mama Fairy hugged her tight. You are beautiful in my sight. Then Mama dried her little tear. Let's put some decorations here. Some sequins make your eyes just sparkle, like many diamonds in a circle.
Wilhelmina squeezes her eyes closed as Mama Fairy shakes bright little sparkles on her unibrow.
Adding glitter above your eyes makes them shine, just like the skies. Wilhelmina then felt some peace, but still could see that eyebrow beast.
Wilhelmina looks at herself in a hand mirror.
Sadly, she went outside to play, determined that she'd enjoy the day.
With her fists clenched,
Wilhelmina strides toward the edge of the treehouse balcony. She flies off the balcony and up and around in a loop.
She tried again to stretch her wings, to be like other fairy beings. She flapped her wings with one great push, but fell right down upon her tush.
Wilhelmina lands on the ground beside a fallen tree branch. On the branch is perched a brown and gray bird with downy feathers and big round eyes.
A wise old owl was sitting there. He sat alone, without a care.
"Why are you so sad?"
he kindly asked.
"The time for sorrow is long past."
Wilhelmina let out a sob. She told him of her eyebrow job. "I have a unibrow, you see, so no one wants to look at me."
The owl listened most intently, then answered in his voice so gently.
"I cannot see you clearly, dear, for I lost my sight this year. But I can see your heart through mine, and I can see you're very kind. Your looks and brow will ebb and flow, but hearts spread love to grow and grow."
She hugged the owl and walked back home, her thoughts and feelings left to roam.
Wilhelmina strides into the house in the tree.
She found Mama in her chair. She had something to declare.
"I have one wish for Mr. Owl, that he could see my brow right now." Thankful for her two good eyes that let her see up to the skies. Now, Wilhelmina changed her wish. Grateful, she could see like this.
Wilhelmina smiles and flies up into the sky.
The end.
This has been Wilhelmina's Wish, written by Lisa Reinecke. Illustrations by Annalise Black. Narrated by Lisa Reinecke. Audio description read by Richard Riemann, the Storybook Wizard. Audio description written by Bonnie Barlow.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by ImaginationVideoBooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard.